so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. One of the greatest and the most peaceful things to look forward to in the Christmas season is the airing of the LDS First Presidency's Christmas devotional. The event features seasonal messages from church leadership, as well as music provided by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square. And this is happening this Sunday evening, December 3rd at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. It will be broadcast from Salt Lake City, Utah, and can be streamed on mormonchannel.org or lds.org. And if you can't make it to watch it live, it will also be recorded and archived on both of those websites so that you can watch it later and share it on social media. This month on the Mormon Channel, we're focusing on finding peace, specifically finding it through Jesus Christ. Last year at the Christmas devotional in 2016, President Henry B. Eyring of the LDS First Presidency gave his Christmas message on three ways that we can find more peace at Christmas time. And I think that's interesting to look back on his message now, considering everything that the world has been through this past year. So here are three points that President Eyring suggested on ways that we can find more peace at the Christmas season. Number one, he suggested that we praise Jesus with celebration. So whether you sing, play an instrument, dance, write, draw, speak publicly, read, bake, organize, or participate in any Christmas celebrations this year that center on Christ, you can feel his peace in the ways that you participate. Expressing our thoughts and feelings about him helps us to realize how much he really has done for us and the qualities of his that we can trust, rely on, and want to emulate. Secondly, President Eyring says that just as the shepherds who proclaimed Christ's birth after they saw the star in the heavens, we can feel Christ's peace when we teach people about him, especially at this time of year. So we can do that by reading the scriptures or other touching Christmas stories with our family, when we watch Mormon Channel videos, especially on the Nativity, and then we can share them with others on social media, and we can also invite other people to learn about him through offering free LDS videos and materials to them via pass-along cards at this time of year. And then thirdly, we can experience the peace of the Savior through giving gifts that are meaningful and heartfelt. Now, these aren't gifts that you necessarily buy in the store, but you can give gifts through acts of service, through more love, tenderness, and kindness to the people around you. The Light the World campaign this year has some really excellent activity ideas and inspiration that can get you started on doing these type of service gifts. And you can find out more about that campaign at mormon.org. President Eyring concluded his talk by saying, quote, "The Savior's birth is the gift that makes it possible for the Father to give us peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come." Close quote. I hope that you're all able to find that peace this season and all throughout the new year. 2018 is a great chance to begin again in our dedication to living like the Savior would want us to live. And once again, the First Presidency Christmas Devotional will air live this Sunday, December 3rd at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on mormonchannel.org and lds.org. And if you'd like to participate and share your thoughts on the event on social media, you can use the hashtag ChristmasDevo. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the LDS Quorum of the 12 Apostles. And he said, "Having descended beneath it all, Christ is perfectly positioned to lift us." And I hope we'll remember that this Christmas season. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.